This is St. Louis Public Radio. In late 2014, pastor and activist Jonathan Tremaine Thomas moved to Ferguson from Indianapolis with a mission to help the community heal. When he heard the mayor call for more business investment, he got to thinking and looking for just the right opportunity. He eventually found it in the popular Corner Coffee House in Ferguson, closed for a few years now. 5 years after the death of Michael Brown, Thomas told St. Louis Public Radio's Holly Edgell about how he hopes the space can help the community heal.
I am a pastor. I understand the value of tending to the spiritual needs of a community in the aftermath of unrest or anything traumatic, but also just the reality that the best way to see a community restored is to go to the root of what it needs most.
Can you describe to people who don't know, where is the Corner Coffee House located in Ferguson?
The Corner Coffee House is in the heart of the historic business district of Ferguson. It's on North Florissant Avenue. That street and that particular location, the coffee house 20 years ago, was instrumental in spawning a new round of investment and interest in that portion of Ferguson. And so it already carries a distinction as one of the anchor spots in Ferguson.
You talked about the role it played in the business development. What role did the coffee house play in like the social life of Ferguson?
The coffee house was always a community gathering spot. The coffee house was the place where the civic leaders would gather. I've met several residents of Ferguson who said, you know, my daughter had her baby shower here. It was a place of social gathering. It was a place of exchange of business ideas. It was a place for people of pretty much every socioeconomic reality.
And what are your hopes for what it will become?
Well, I think that we need safe, neutral spaces in the cultural climate today. We need spaces where people are celebrated, where their voices are elevated, and places where we can host and hold challenging conversations, but then be able to leave from those spaces with a greater understanding of one another. So we want to see the coffee shop remain what it was in the sense of being that place of the convergence of community and culture, but also a place of creativity and a place of healing. We ultimately also want to serve really amazing coffee and have a really successful business.
What kinds of convening will happen? What kinds of connectivity and activities will you be bringing?
We are looking at some very strategic partnerships with different organizations in the community and around the city. We're also going to be hosting a show that focuses on race, ethnicity, and culture from a redemptive standpoint. And we're looking at podcasting. There's really a pretty large window of opportunity for us, and we know we can't do everything. We have to be focused, but we are wanting to build strategic programming around the life of the coffee shop that can ultimately empower the community.
The coffee shop is going to open in the fall, you're hoping, and it's the fifth year since Michael Brown was killed. Is the timing of this significant?
5 years later, I think there's still a lot of pain. There's a lot of mistrust, but I think that this gives us an opportunity removed from the emotional center of it with some level of hindsight to be able to look and say, okay, here's what's working, here's what's not working. Let's try this. Can we create a place that can be a tangible expression of how we can move forward?
That was Jonathan Tremaine Thomas. He spoke to St. Louis Public Radio's Holly Edgell about reopening a local coffee shop as a means of healing the community.